And now live from Buena High School, it's coverage of the South Jersey Group 2 State Baseball Semifinal with your hosts Rob Strauss and Kevin Schulz right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, live from Buena Regional High School, Rob Strauss alongside Kevin Schulz bringing you this Group 2 semifinal matchup between Sterling Silver Knights and Buena. As we get ready to, Buena gets ready to take the field. Take a look at their starters. Justin Geary, 6-1 on the season, is going to be taking the mound this afternoon. And he will face Sterling's Ryan McGoldrick. And Sterling's lineup from top to bottom here, starting off with leading off in right field, Dan Baldino. The pitcher, Ryan McGoldrick, will bat second. Eric Teasdale batting third, playing third base, center field. Donovan Casey hitting cleanup. C.J. Hertz, who got the win in the matchup against Overbrook, will bat fifth and catch. Christian Walsh at first base. Chris Mazzone, the DH, batting seventh. Andrew Mottola playing left field, batting eighth. And Ryan Slavensky will bat last and play second base. And that will bring up Dan Baldino. As we get ready for the first pitch, Baldino coming into the game, batting 382. And he takes a first pitch strike, and the game is underway. Great day for baseball here, hot and humid, otherwise mostly clear. And the second pitch fouled out of play over our heads here, and even the count of 1-1. Or excuse me, 0-2. 0-2 to Baldino. And the windup and the pitch. And Baldino goes down looking for the first out of the game. And that will bring up Ryan McGoldrick, the pitcher. McGoldrick entering the game batting 290. First pitch from Geary, just outside, ball one. Second pitch is high, so that's now two balls. And Mr. Schulz here bringing the tent as we get ready for the three straight balls here now from Geary. And the 3-0 pitch, you'd have to think that McGoldrick is going to be taking here. And he is all the way, and he looks at strike one. Now joined by Kevin Schulz, getting here.
Made here in one piece, Mr. Strauss.
Right in time.
Yeah, got
right
some
in time.
Shade on you. I think we'll even move this a little bit to give you a little more shade.
And swing and a miss. Now it's a full count to Ryan McGoldrick. With one out, and Schulz bringing up the speed. Dan Baldino struck out looking for the first out of the game. And now Ryan McGoldrick, after battling a 3-0 count, is now looking at a full count swing and a foul tip. The count will remain at 3-2.
That's a nice job there, fighting off that pitch. It was a good pitch on the outside part of the plate, and McGoldrick did a nice job, just found it off and keep himself alive here.
Again, the 3-2 pitch. Fouled off again. Great job again by McGoldrick to foul these pitches off and making the 6-1 Geary work here.
Yeah, these are the types of bats that you need against the pitcher in a playoff situation where you work the pitcher, frustrate him. Sometimes you frustrate him into giving you a pitch right over the middle of the plate.
Again, the 3-2 fouled off again. Hopefully it doesn't hit our nice little tent you provided us here.
Yeah.
Well played, sir.
And again, I mean, that's another one where he's fighting off tough pitches. I mean, that's a pitcher's pitch right there, right at the knees, low, and Baldrick just hanging tough.
Again, the 3-2. Foul tipped and into the glove for the second out. Now we'll go down as a strikeout for Geary.
Geary looks like he's got a nice live fastball. He really can bring it.
Now we'll now bring up Eric Teasdale, the third baseman. With two out, the first pitch down low in the dirt for ball one. Teasdale way back in the batter's box as he looks at ball two at the knees.
Teasdale, probably the best hitter for Sterling this year. I mean, he's a kid who's really driven the ball, and you really heard the coaches rave about how well he's hit this year.
Teasdale batting 400 as he looks at strike one, 2-1.
Rob, you look at the dimensions of this field. I mean, down the line, really only about 300 feet, a little bit over 300 feet.
Fouled out of play down the third base line, and that will even the count at 2-2. And Jules, you mentioned the dimensions. There's only been three home runs hit this year by the Sterling team, and I think a lot of it has to do with the BB Core bats and right. The change to that new bat regulation.
Yeah, that's a big thing in all leagues. I mean, even at the younger leagues, they're really regulating that.
The 2-2 from Jeery hit to shortstop, and it gets through the glove, and that's going to go in for a base hit, and that'll put one aboard with Donovan Casey coming up. We'll score that one a hit.
Yeah,
I don't know if the shortstop Lopez had a shot at that at all.
Yeah, I mean,
sharply hit.
Teasdale, right, exactly. Hit the ball hard, went with the pitch, and I think that's what you have to do here against Jeery. Go with the pitch outside part of play, drive to the right side, or in that case, with Teasdale being a left-hander, ball's on the outside part of the plate, just take it to left field.
That brings up Donovan Casey, the center fielder. Donovan Casey entering the game, hitting 315. And he looks at ball one.
Jeery really looks like he's right around the plate. Even, you know, if he misses, it's not by much. So he looks like a kid who's got good command of his pitches.
The 1-0 hit sharply towards third base. Going to go to second for the out, and that'll do it for the inning. One hit, no runs, and none left on. We're going to move to the bottom of the first. No score. Buena and Sterling back after this.
If you have cancer, you know someone with cancer, or if you are a caregiver to someone with cancer, Clementine Cancer Support Group may be the place for you to come and share with others and learn how they are handling this life-changing experience. They meet the first Tuesday of each month at 10 a.m. and the third Tuesday of each month at 7 p.m. at the Laurel Hill Bible Church, located at 1260 Blackwood Clementine Road in Clementine, New Jersey. For more information, visit laurelhillbiblechurch.org or call the church office at 856-784-6200.
And welcome back to Buena High School here for this South Jersey Group 2 semifinal matchup. Sterling got one hit in the top of the first, but now moving to the bottom of the first. As you look at the lineup here for Buena, it's going to be Robert Bunton, the center fielder, leading off, followed by Jared Cornell, the third baseman, Anthony Lopez, the shortstop. Again, Ryan McGoldrick on the mound, and it's a bunt to third base, but it's going to go over to Teasdale to Walsh for the out.
And that's what they say about this Buena team, is they really will small ball you to death, try to get runners on, manufacture runs. It's pretty much what they did against Cinnaminson on Friday, and only came away with a 3-1 win. And they're traditionally a team that really hits the ball well. A lot of sluggers on their team, but they're, more of a small ball team this year.
Strike one from McGoldrick as Jared Cornell steps into the box, the third baseman. Again, I'm sure you can hear in our microphones, it is a little breezy out here. Wind blowing from right to left, kind of blowing out to left center field. The 1-1 from McGoldrick. And Cornell looks at strike two, 1-2.
Now, Rob, I don't know if you mentioned it about the odd thing that they have going on here as we look at McGoldrick's pitch right here.
The 1-2 from McGoldrick fouled out of play and giving a run is the catcher, C.J. Hertz, not able to make the catch as it was right in front of us.
Good effort there by CJ. But getting back to what I was saying, I don't think I've ever seen it. Obviously, you see it sometimes on an AstroTurf field where down the baselines in the infield, there's no
grass.
Dirt.
Yeah, it's very, very random. It's like one of the first things I noticed here is there's no dirt running to either first or third base. And ball in the dirt, so it's going to be 2-2 to Corniel. But it's very weird. I've never seen a baseball field like this, so yeah. It's...
And, you know, you look at a lot of the fields, it doesn't really, there's not a lot of area in foul territory, like when you look at behind home plate as we look at a ball right there. But you compare this foul territory to Sterling's, I mean, it's not even close.
No, it's not even close. So now the count is full to Corniel. One out here in the bottom of the first. Ball hit towards McGoldrick. That's going to get through the hole, and that's going to be the first hit of the game for Buna. As Corniel lays one right up the middle, right underneath the glove of Ryan McGoldrick, and it sneaks in for base hit.
Yeah, I think right there in that at bat, Buna saw a little bit of everything of what Ryan McGoldrick has to offer. You saw that curveball kind of drops off the table. Good command of his pitches, and he can really hit the corner. Nice change up, and of course the fastball right there was.
And that's going to bring up Lopez. Lopez laces one into center field, and that's going to be an extra base hit for Lopez. Coming around third and stopping is Corniel, and that's going to put runners on second and third after the double by Lopez.
Yeah, if you talk to the Sterling coaches, the two guys who they were really worried about, first was Lopez. Of course, hit the line drive double right there and has Buna situated with having two men in scoring position. Secondly was Manny Colon, the catcher. They said he's a big-time prospect, and obviously we're looking at Colon here right now, the cleanup hitter.
So a big opportunity here for Colon, and he laces one down the right field line foul, the 0-1. Opportunity here for Buna to get on the board early.
Yeah, and there you saw that change of speed by McGoldrick. Colon was way out in front of that one. Yeah, that's what he's trying to do, keep a big-time hitter like Colon off balance.
So the 0-1 coming from McGoldrick. Colon rips one into center field. Giving chase there is Donovan Casey. He makes the catch, but tagging up and scoring easily is Corniel, and Buna's going to take the 1-0 lead.
Yeah, that's, again, you know, typical of this Buna team. Colon going up there knowing he just needs a fly ball. You want to get the run home. The last thing you want to do is pop something up in the infield or obviously strike out, and Colon does the job right there. Gets Buna ahead 1-0.
Lopez stayed at second. So now there's two outs. And the batter now is the pitcher, Justin Giri, is the first pitch from McGoldrick is in the dirt.
Nice job of C.J. Hertz there, keeping the ball in front of him.
The second pitch from McGoldrick, fouled out of play, and that'll be 1-1. Now the 1-1 from McGoldrick as he winds and delivers it. Ball high, 2-1. And I think Sterling would be lucky to get out of this inning with just one run scored against them as Lopez still stranded on second base. Ball low, 3-1.
Just missed by a little bit. You saw him go high and try to get him in on the hands of Gear in that previous one. Then he went low and outside, but again, he just missed by a little bit.
3-1 now to Justin Giri, and a pop. C.J. Hertz giving chase as well as Teasdale, and hits off the Buna dugout and out of play. It's going to be a full count.
Got that one up a little bit in Giri, and he just wasn't able to get it square. Yeah, this is a kid where you don't want to get the ball up on him, especially in the outer part of the plate, out where he can get his hands out there and drive it.
The full count pitch hit into right, shallow right field, and giving chase and making the catch is Dan Baldino for the final out of the inning. One run, two hits, no errors, and one left on. We will move to the top of the second. It's 1-0 Buna, back after this.
Are you interested in politics? Do you want to get more involved in making a difference in your community? Would you like to help work the polls in the next election? Then the Stratford Democrat Club is for you. The Stratford Democrat Club is looking for new members. Meetings are on the first Monday of each month, starting at 7 p.m. For more information, contact Terry Armbruster at 856-783-5952 or Tom Scott at 856-627-8275.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's 1-0 Buna here as we move to the top of the second inning of this South Jersey Group 2 South semifinal. Winner of this game will move on to face the winner of GCIT in Haddonfield. If Haddonfield wins, Sterling will host, which is a huge advantage. As the batter now is C.J. Hertz, looks at ball one.
Of course, Haddonfield, a team that Sterling beat twice this year, but probably one of the hotter teams in South Jersey at this point.
C.J. Hertz looks at ball two. So hitters count here for C.J. Hertz. And now he looks at strike one. C.J. Hertz, the hero of the on both sides of the ball for the Overbrook game in the quarterfinal matchup. Inside ball three.
Just a smart hitter. I mean, always coming up with an approach, knowing what wants to do. Work the pitcher. Let everybody see, you know, as many pitches as possible from Geary.
The 3-1 from Geary is inside, and that's going to put the leadoff man on. And that will bring up Christian Walsh, the first baseman. So a nice opportunity here for Sterling to, with nobody out, hitting your leadoff man on. And they're going to pinch run for C.J. Hertz. And bring in Jordan Sauer to pinch run for C.J. Hertz.
Yeah, this is where you got to continue to have good at-bats, make Geary throw strikes.
The first pitch to Christian Walsh in there for strike one. I'll keep an eye on Jordan Sauer, the pinch runner, with Christmas zone on deck.
See, they're probably coming up here taking the first pitch.
And that wind is blowing straight out to center field now. Fouled out of play. Now, hopefully that doesn't hit my car. I know you moved your car.
Yeah.
Smart move.
Well, I know it's going to go to the position I move it. I guarantee you there's not going to be a ball hitting that empty parking space.
It's a ball magnet. Ball magnet. And now the 0-2. To Christian Walsh with Jordan Sauer on first base.
Yeah, there you see Geary just trying to waste one high and outside.
Being ahead in the count, he can afford to do that. Geary taking a look at Jordan Sauer and the pitch. Fouled again out of play towards the vehicles, and that didn't sound very good.
Nah.
But I'm not parked over there.
We're worried about him coming over this side.
Yeah. One and two now to Christian Walsh, runner on first base. Nobody out here in the top of the second. Pitch from Geary, swing and a miss for the first out of the game.
And a quick look at Geary's got a good live fastball. Keeps the ball down. When it gets out towards the middle of the plate, it's down. Mixes up locations, and I know after he had the two strikes, he went outside, then went in on the fist, and then right there, put the pitch right at the knees.
That's Walsh's 16th strikeout swinging this year as Chris Mazzone looks at ball one. Jordan Sauer still on first base.
Chris Mazzone, you figure one of the kids probably take advantage of this short porch in left field, just a little bit over 300 feet.
And Mazzone hits one into right field, and making the catch there is Donato. And not tagging up and going anywhere is Jordan Sauer.
Not much you could do on that one. I mean, you're hoping it might drop. You got to come off about 20 feet. But obviously at that point, I mean, you're just getting back to the base once he catches it.
That's going to bring up the left fielder, Andrew Mottola, the junior. The first pitch from Geary in there for a strike. Right at the knees.
Yeah, I mean, he does not get, if he does get the ball up, it's up and in towards your hands. It's again, he wants to fist you a little bit, but anything out of her plate's down right at the knees. See it again.
And with the same pitch again to Mottola. Now he's behind 0-2.
I don't think he's thrown any belt-high pitches out over the middle of the plate.
The 0-2 ripped into right field for a base hit. And that'll put runners on first and second with two outs for Ryan Slavinsky.
Yeah, one of the few pitches he ended up getting up, and Mottola took advantage of it. And Sterling all of a sudden has first and second with two outs here.
Base hit should score a run here.
Well, this is where you take the chance with, you know, two outs. If you think you have any chance of scoring, you go for it.
First pitch to Slavinsky, high and inside, ball one. Really, really starting to pick up now.
Well, they're looking at Slavinsky's bat right there. Not quite sure what the umpire was saying. And obviously, they check all the bats before the game. Must have been, I'm not quite sure what he was saying.
Slavinsky hits one to short and hands it to the second baseman, Rios, for the out. And that'll end the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We will move to the bottom of the second. It's still 1-0 Buna. Back after this.
Sterling High School is currently seeking high school and college students with Red Cross lifeguard certifications who would be interested in working as a lifeguard this spring at Sterling North, also known as the former Voorhees YMCA. Students will be compensated at a rate of $10 an hour. Interested students should submit an application, which is available in the general office at Sterling High School during the hours of 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. or call 856-784-1287. That's 856-784-1287.
Back to bottom of the second here in this South Jersey Group 2 South semifinal matchup. Buna currently leading 1-0. And the batter now is Denny Brady, the first baseman.
Yeah.
Buna scoring on a sac fly in the first inning after a single and a double. Ball low from McGoldrick. 1-1. Again, pitch down low. It's going to be 2-1 to Denny Brady, the first baseman. Due up next, Taylor Chelly and Anthony Donato, the right fielder. As he hits one over to Mottola. Mottola long throw to Walsh and not able to make the catch. Is Walsh, so that'll put Denny Brady aboard, the leadoff man. I think he was going to beat out the throw anyway. So it'll be a base hit for Denny Brady as the left fielder Taylor Chelly steps up to the plate, the right-hander. McGoldrick taking a look at Denny Brady at first base. Pitch from McGoldrick. Down low and inside, ball one. Brady taking his lead off and hitting one right up the middle for a base hit is Taylor Celli, and that's going to put two men aboard. For the right fielder, Donato. So two on, nobody out here for the left-hander, Anthony Donato. Donato shows bunt and then brings it back.
Yeah, and this is what you have. Again, you know, they really play small ball. You almost expect them in this situation. You saw Donato squaring around and move the runners over with a sacrifice. And that's exactly what they're doing.
And the bunt for Donato is going to get the first out of the inning, but the runners will advance. Now you have runners on second and third with one out.
And this is a team that also, I believe, two or three times in the last two games has tried the suicide squeeze. And I know one time successfully against Cinnaminson on Friday.
And that'll bring up Marco Rios, the second baseman. McGoldrick really in need of a strikeout here, and he's on his way with a first pitch strike. Strikeout here would be huge.
Strikeout or a pop up to the infield.
Because a base hit here could really do some damage. The 0-1 to Rios. Hit down the third base line. Foul, just foul. So now a huge pitch here for McGoldrick. Oh and 2. Bottom of the second. Buena leading 1-0. And the 0-2 from McGoldrick. Went fastball inside.
Yeah, it looks like he was trying to bring it in towards the fist. Yeah, that's what Coach K likes about McGoldrick. He can call a spot, and he usually hits it. He's got pinpoint control.
And again, he had a pitch to waste there. So 1-2. The windup and delivery down low. Nice block there by C.J. Hurts to keep it in front of him.
Yeah,
and that'll be 2-2.
And we've seen a couple times today where we've seen C.J. Hurts get in front of the ball, and you feel so much more confident as a pitcher throwing that pitch when you have a catcher that can block the ball like Hurts can.
So 2-2. That's Brady at third and Celli at second. One out. The 2-2. Fouled out of play. And hit a couple cars. Fortunately, none of those are mine.
Red minivan still holding up.
No, that one's got a cracked windshield, Chilsy.
Yeah.
Again, the 2-2 from McGoldrick. Down low, it's going to be a full count. So after getting ahead of the batter Rios, 0-2, now finds himself with a full count. Rios hits one into center field, left center field for a base hit. And the run's going to score, and that's going to be Celli who advances to third, but they call him safe. Looked like he was out from here, but nonetheless, it's going to be a base hit and an RBI for Rios.
Yeah, nice throw by Matol. The tag was there. Not quite sure what exactly they were looking at, but that was it looked like they had him. Yeah, but I'll tell you what, in any event, you got to give credit to Rios. Had a tough at bat, fought off some pitches, and just kind of fisted that one, got it out over shortstop's head, and got the run home. So he's a kid who's hitting at the lower part of the lineup. But again, you know, that's what we were told about this Buena team. They're not going to wow you, a lot of long balls, but they put the ball in play, and thus far, that's exactly what they've done.
So now runners on the corners with one out. And you would have to think that would look to be an out at third base there. And that's a huge non-call there. McGoldrick up high with the first pitch, 1-0.
Tough call at this early point of this game to not have go your way.
Robert Bunton, top of the lineup now for Buena. As McGoldrick looking off third base, trying to see if Rios was on his way to second. the 1-0. Down low again. Nice scoop there by C.J. Hurts.
And this is another play you see them execute a lot. I know, again, I was told they did it in the Cinnaminsky game twice. They would have the guy go from first in an effort to get into a rundown and score the run, and it actually worked for him on both occasions.
McGoldrick going with the heat there and missing inside. So now it's 3-0. McGoldrick in some trouble here in the bottom of the second. Ball down low, and he walks him.
Yeah, I think when you couple the fact that this is a Buna team that fights off pitches with foul balls off, and they don't swing at any bad pitches, they just do a good job of doing what they have to do to get runners on base. Again, I mean, you know, in that first inning, there was a few nicely hit balls with the double into the gap. But after that, they've just been putting their bat on the ball, fighting off pitches, and getting walks.
And now Coach K, Channel 19 guru, going to go out and have a nice little chat with McGoldrick as the home plate umpire Chris Losey heads out there as well and breaks up that little conference. Coach K.
Probably just to calm everything down.
So a big situation here for McGoldrick. Just a sophomore. Getting a huge start here in this Group 2 South semifinal game. And that brings up Jared Corniel, who singled his last at bat. First pitch from McGoldrick, fouled. And it goes right down the line, and making the catch there was Slavinsky.
Yeah, that's a real nice
catch.
That
looked like that was going foul by a mile, but that's a huge play there.
And that's a tough catch without the wind. You throw in the wind, and I mean, that's just a great play there by Slavinsky.
So now that brings up the shortstop, Anthony Lopez, who hit a double, laced a double.
I mean, the one first thing here is if you're able to get an out here, then you have Lopez coming up, one of their big hitters with nobody on base, to start the next inning. So
and Lopez rips one into right center field. That's going to score three runs as Lopez is going to leg it out for a triple. And he's going to go in standing, a three-run triple for Anthony Lopez. And that's going to be a 5-0 lead for Buna.
Sorry, Rob, didn't realize that was Lopez there getting a huge hit. And right now, he's the player of the game with two big hits, the double in the first inning to put runners in scoring position and get the run across eventually. And a big bases clearing triple right there.
So that will bring up the cleanup hitter, Manny Colon. And he went in standing up for that triple. So now Sterling in a huge hole. 5-0 early in this second inning. Glone hits one foul. And 1-1.
Yeah, one thing you didn't want to do is get a kid like Lopez up with runners on base. He obviously right there made Sterling pay for it.
Ball two. It's 2-1. The 1-1. And therefore a strike. It's going to be 1-2. Sterling going to have to get the bats working here in the top of the third if they want to get back into this game. One, two, laced right back to McGoldrick. Look what I found. And it goes right back into his glove. Fortunate for him. And that's going to be a line out, and that will end the inning. Four runs on four hits. No errors, and one left on. We will move to the top of the third. It's 5-0 Buna. Back after this. The
Veterans of Foreign Wars of Magnolia is actively looking for new members. The VFW is the official nonprofit service organization for U.S. military veterans, offering benefits, programs, and community service. For more information and eligibility on the Magnolia chapter of the VFW, please call 856-783-4353. Once again, 856-783-4353 or online at www.vfw.org.
And welcome back to... I was about to say Sterling High School. We're not at Sterling. It's a little different here. Buena High School for this South Jersey Group 2 semifinal. Sterling in a huge hole right now, 5-0. As we head to the top of the third, it's going to be Baldino, Goldrick, Teasdale. Top of the lineup here for the Knights. They're going to have to get the bats going if they want to get back in this game. And Baldino looks at strike one.
And again, Buena's got to feel pretty good having the 5-0 lead with your ace there. Geary out on the mound.
Fouled behind us here. And Baldino in an 0-2 hole. Baldino struck out looking his first at bat in the first.
Yeah, Geary's got pinpoint control, and thus far, Sterling really hasn't hit anything solid off.
Baldino looks at a close pitch there for ball one, just outside. It's going to be 1-2. The 1-2 from Geary in low and then in the dirt. Evens the count at 2-2. You got to figure, if you get one up in the air here, that wind is really, really, I mean, there's a flag, American flag out in right center field, and that thing is just blowing straight out right now. So you get, let's get one up in the air as Baldino hits one to third, and fielding it cleanly for the first out is Corniel to Brady for the first out of the third inning.
He's not going to hurt himself again. You know, he's keeping the ball low, and that's why he's getting his outs. He's getting a decent amount of ground ball outs here. Mixes up his locations.
That'll bring up Ryan McGoldrick, who takes pitch first pitch high and inside. See if McGoldrick can help his cause a little bit. McGoldrick, check swing foul, evens count at 1-1 on deck. A third baseman, Eric Teasdale, the senior.
Yeah, Geary looks like his fastball's got some, you know, in addition to all the pinpoint control, he's got some good movement on his fastball.
The 1-1 high and inside, and it's going to be 2-1. Geary really dealing right now. Just looks like he's in control of this game so far.
Absolutely.
3-1 now to McGoldrick. And just as I say that, put the hex on him, and that puts McGoldrick on with a walk.
Yeah, they really haven't put any pressure. I mean, Strong had two runners on, but again, that was with two outs. So you always like to see how pitchers are going to react when they're in a little bit of a jam or a tight situation.
That brings up Eric Teasdale. And Teasdale pops one down the third baseline and out of play. I didn't hear any shattering of glass.
Nah, which is, so far.
Wait for it.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Keep an eye on McGoldrick at first base. The pitch outside, 1-1.
Geary definitely has a planner, and especially knowing he's going against Strong's best hitter in Teasdale. Initially, the first pitch was up in towards the hands, fouled it off, and then he went away, low and away.
Teasdale hits one right up the middle to second base and goes to second for the out, not able to get out at first, so it's going to be a fielder's choice. 4-6 on the putout if you're scoring at home.
Yeah, that's a real nice play by Rios. I mean, one of those in-between hops was able to glove it, flip it over to second, And they got that lead runner.
So now you have Teasdale on first with Donovan Casey, the cleanup hitter. As they take a look at Teasdale at third. Donovan Casey grounded out to third. As the ball gets away, checking back at Teasdale, not able to get up. And I think if that ball was thrown away at Sterling, that's the same thing. Teasdale's at second, standing up at least.
Yeah.
Very, very different dimensions here, as you mentioned in the first inning, Schulze. Strike one now to Donovan Casey.
He's getting that low strike, and you know, give him credit. He's going to stay there. He's going to keep it right at the knees, keep it down. And again, that's why he's getting a lot of ground ball outs.
The 0-1 to Donovan Casey, high and inside, 1-1. Sterling with their work cut out for them here, down 5-0 after that big second inning. See how they respond. Casey thought about swinging on that high pitch late off very smartly as it was well out of the strike zone, 2-1. The 2-1 to Donovan Casey at the knees, low. 3-1 now.
If there's something you could possibly catch Geary on, is that occasionally he'll hang that curveball, leave it up a little bit in the zone.
Now the 3-1. Hit down the third base line. Fair ball. And that's going to be an extra base hit. No, it's not. Held the runners up was Coach Hoffman at third base, and smartly so, as the third baseman Chelly was all over that ball. And I think Eric Teasdale, had he gone, would have been out by a mile at third base.
And that's where we're going to go back to the short dimensions over there down, not so much dimensions, the foul territory over there where the ball came back and they weren't able to advance the runner to second. Had they had done that, then yeah, you're figuring on them scoring there from second on that play, but obviously they were on first because they weren't able to advance in the previous play.
So Eric Teasdale on second, Donovan Casey at first. The batter now is the catcher, C.J. Hertz, the senior. C.J. walked his last at-bat in the second. Made it as far as second base, but was stranded. The 1-0 hit just foul. Giving chase there was the first baseman, Brady, for Buna. Little flare there.
Even Strong could get one back here from a confidence standpoint. And, you know, you feel like in that case you're chipping away a little bit.
The 1-1 to C.J. Hertz. Right at the knees for a strike, and C.J. knew it. So now it's 1-2. Two outs here in the top of the third. Sterling trailing Buna 5-0. The 1-2 pitch hit right up the middle towards second base and bobbled there, and that's a break for Sterling as that's going to score a run. Teasdale will score easily. Smart heads-up base running by Teasdale, and that's going to put Donovan Casey at third and C.J. Hertz on first with the error.
Kept going all the way. Wasn't hit real hard, but again, you know, it looked like he shortstop got to it on that in-between hop. Took a rough hop, wasn't able to get a handle on it. And, yeah, that's what Sterling needs from a confidence standpoint, because I think after a while you start leaving runners on, it really starts to get in your head. And a good thing for them to get a run across there and put themselves in a chance to get another one here with Donovan Casey on third.
So the error charged to the shortstop. And Sterling gets one back here. So now you have runners on the corners, and that'll bring up Christian Walsh, who just looked at ball one. Walsh struck out his first at bat. And swings at second pitch from Geary. And that's going to even the count 1-1.
Reared back and fired that one.
base hit easily scores a run here. If you can make contact. The 1-1. High. Ball two. Very hot afternoon here. I have to wonder if the temperatures are going to have a part to play in any for both sides of the ball.
Now that's another reason why you want to make them throw as many pitches as possible.
Ball low. Good job by the catcher, Cologne, to corral that. It's now 3-1. And just as we are praising Geary in the top of beginning of this inning, he's gotten a lot of pitches on each batter here.
Yeah, some pitchers are a little bit different. Once you get a run across, put a little more pressure on them.
The 3-1 to Walsh, high, and trying to catch. Who is that down? Donovan Casey. Off guard there, down the third baseline. The throw was high, but I don't know why you'd even throw with two outs.
Taking a chance. I mean, Cologne is definitely one of the premier prospects here in Atlantic County. And he's got a real good arm, showed it with the snap throw there. But like you said, that was about a foot away from sailing out in the left field and bringing Casey home.
So now you have bases loaded, two outs. For the designated hitter, Chris Mazzone.
Yeah, this is where Mazzone's really got to keep the pressure on Geary, make him throw strikes. You know, you don't want to swing at anything out of the zone, especially with Cologne there ahead in the count at one point to Walsh and lost him.
So Walsh on first, Hertz at second, and Donovan Casey at third for Chris Mazzone, who popped out to right field his first at bat. Inside, ball one. And you got to think, if you're a Sterling hitter here, you're just waiting for Geary to throw you something that is hittable.
Absolutely.
Mottola waits on deck. Should Mazzone get on board? The 1-0 from Geary. Hit right back up the middle. And an easy play to end the inning. And that's going to be a 6-4 putout. And that will end the inning. One run, one hit, one error. And two left on as we move to the bottom of the third. It's 5-1. Buna, back after this on Sterling High School Radio.
The Republican Club of Stratford is looking for new members to join their organization. Meetings are held the second Monday of each month at the Stratford Senior Center on Union Avenue at 8 p.m. For more information, contact Joan Trexler at 856-783-4518. Or you can visit their new website at www.republican-club-of-stratford.com. Get involved, be heard, make a difference in your community.
Buna High School, as huge break for Buna as they were able to get a shortstop to second base fielder's choice to end the inning. As new pitcher in for Sterling, Connor Walsh into the game, so that'll end the afternoon for Ryan McGoldrick. And the first pitch is laced into center field. And right underneath it there is Donovan Casey for the out. Justin Geary for the first out of the afternoon. Now that'll bring up Denny Brady, the first baseman who singled to start that huge four-run inning. Last inning, swings at strike one. Connor Walsh, the junior, stepping in now in relief duty for for McGoldrick. One and zero now to Denny Brady. 2-0. Check that. Make three. It is 2-1 now. The windup and the pitch. grounded right down the first base line, giving chase is Christian Walsh. Hands it over to Connor Walsh for the out. 3-1 on the putout for the second out.
What's that? I should have paid better attention in Cub Scouts. I would have had a better nod.
Schulze doing his best job to tie down our little tent that he brought here for us. Nice work. And it's a foul tip. Taylor Celli, and that's two down and 0-1 count to Taylor Celli, who singled also his last at bat. Good job on that tie down, Schulze.
I tried. I was kind of competing with Tucker, who got the knot done first. I think I won.
Nice work.
Now it's who has the better knot. I might have won, but mine's probably going to come undone quicker.
Chelly's second swing fouls down the third baseline. 0-2 now is Connor Walsh high and outside, 1-2. I have to wonder if C.J. Hertz is even eligible to pitch today.
Yeah, I think
Taylor Celli fouls one back at the screen.
Yeah, well, he pitched. Yeah, he would be because he pitched on Friday.
But this is where the chess game comes into play. Do you really want to use him? If you should come back and win this game, then you got who's going to pitch against Haddonfield?
Yeah.
Or GCIT, whoever wins.
Yeah.
The 1-2. Ball outside, 2-2.
But I think also another thing you're looking at, I think we were mentioning it in between the break, when you have Lopez and Colon come up eventually. They're two left-handers. You got lefty going against lefty there.
2-2. Nubbed right out in front. And a nice job by the catcher, C.J. Hertz. Ball looked like it was going to go foul. It looked like it was going to spin. It did not. So that'll be 2-3 on the putout if you're scoring at home.
If you're scoring.
If you're scoring at home. No runs, no hits, no errors. None left on. We will move to the top of the fourth. It's still 5-1 Buna. You're listening to Sterling High School Radio Baseball. Back after this.
Are you interested in volunteering your time to help keep your neighborhood safe? The Somerdale Neighborhood Watch Organization is currently looking for interested citizens to help. Also, the Somerdale Neighborhood Watch will be holding a meeting for all Somerdale residents on March 15th at 7:30 p.m. at the Somerdale Community Center, located on Hilltop and Og Avenue. The topic for this meeting is home safety. For more information on either of these events, or with any questions, please call Patrolman Dave Lane at 856-428-6324, extension 26, or email them at neighborhoodwatch@somerdale-nj.com.
And welcome back to Buna High School, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Strauss alongside Kevin Schulze for this top of the fourth now as we move right along. Game moving along pretty quickly here after a pretty slow start. Sterling trailing 5-1 here. Top of the fourth inning, it's going to be Matola, Savensky, and top of the order, Baldino. Matola showing bunt and pulls back, but it's strike one.
Yeah, this is where you don't want to have Gear retain his composure and getting any type of a rhythm here. Obviously, they were able to put pressure on him. You see Matola fouled off right there, put pressure on him. In that last inning, unfortunately, weren't able to get any more than just a one run across. Sometimes when you get out of something like that as a pitcher, you really boost your confidence.
The 0-2 to Matola. Matola lifts one in the air. Second baseman Rios is under it, and he was practically in right center field when he made the catch, but nonetheless makes the catch for the out.
Talked about this win, really. Playing havoc.
Drove him backwards.
Like
drove Rios backwards quite a bit.
Of course, we saw the nice play by Slavinsky here up the bat right now at second base, going back and getting the ball over his shoulder.
That'll bring up Slavinsky. And he looks at strike one. Slavinsky, the second baseman, ropes one into right field, going in for the not be able to make the catch is the right fielder, Donato. Slavinsky is going to hold up at second base. And initially, Donato moved in on the ball and then trailed backwards. A huge no-no in the terms of fielding.
That's the first thing they tell you. First step back, right? Right, Coach Sean? First step back.
So that's going to be an error on the right fielder. He should have made that catch, but nonetheless, it will put Slavinsky on second base and top of the order for Dan Baldino. Ball down low, ball one. So another opportunity for Sterling here with a runner in scoring position to chip away at this four-run deficit. Geary steps off the mound. Hope nobody hits a home run to left center right now. There are three horses in left center field.
Could be Clydesdales. Quite sure.
Baldino taking all the way. Strike one.
You don't want that, kid.
Sterling coming off of a huge come from behind victory against Overbrook in the quarters. And Baldino, who is 0-for-2 on the afternoon, looks at strike two.
Yeah, that's that curveball there. The one that he hung a little bit, got up a couple times earlier in the game. Now he's keeping it down a little bit more, freezing the hitters.
1-2 to Baldino. Down low and inside evens the count at 2-2. So Slavinsky stands at second base on the error by the right fielder, Donato. And Geary with the pitch. Slavinsky rips one over to third base, checking the runner at second, and then throwing over to first for the out is the third baseman for two down.
It seems like at key times he's able to get that ground ball out. Nice job at third to look the runner back, get the out.
Second ground out to third base for Baldino for this afternoon, and that will bring up Ryan McGoldrick. Goldrick looks at strike one inside. Slavinsky still stranded at second base. Trying to chip away at this four-run deficit. The windup in the pitch, fouled back at the screen, out of play. It's a very unique ballpark. You know, I also have to look at the right field fence, too.
Yeah,
there's a normal fence, and then there's about another 6-foot-high fence on top of that. So you're looking at about a 12-foot-high fence in right field. I guess that's the high school version of the monster, I suppose.
Chain link monster.
Yeah. Grow some ivy on that thing. It could be like Wrigley Field. 2-1 now to McGoldrick. Rips another one. Foul and out of play. Going for Schulze's car. No good.
Way to root the ball on.
You know, since you moved it, it's your fault that you moved it.
Yeah. No ball will go in the spot that I moved it from.
Of course not. The 2-2. High, and McGoldrick ducks out of the way. It's full count. Should McGoldrick get on, it'll be Teasdale waiting on deck.
Big pitch right here.
It's huge pitch.
Throwing.
Geary, the windup, and the pitch. Foul tip into the glove of the catcher, Cologne, and that'll do it for the inning. McGoldrick, his second strikeout of the afternoon. No runs, no hits. One error and one left on. We move to the bottom of the fourth. It's 5-1. Buna, back after this.
Attention Stratford residents. Are you interested in joining the Stratford Fire Company? anyone from the age of 16 to the age of 18 is welcome to join. If you are interested, you can contact Chief Gagliardi at 856-783-1649. Leave your name and number or stop by the fire station on Laurel Road to pick up an application. The Stratford Fire Company is always looking for extra help, so stop by or contact us at 856-783-1649. You can also visit our website at www.stratfordfire.com.
And we're back now for the bottom of the fourth inning here. Get ahead of myself. Bottom of the fourth inning. Buena leading 5-1 now. Due up for Buena. Anthony Donato just made that error in right field. He's now up to bat as he looks at ball one. Marco Rios, the second baseman, and then back to the top of the order with Robert Bunt, the center fielder. Connor Walsh still pitching for the Knights as Donato fouls one off, 1-1.
And this is where, obviously, you want to keep Buena off the board, but, you know, as the game gets going, there's more and more pressure for you to put runs across. And again, and we said with each inning that Gary can get out of any runs, he's just going to develop more and more confidence.
Yes, sir.
Donato checks swing, went around, says home plate umpire Chris Losey. And it's 1-2. Donato with a sack bunt, his first at bat, which advanced the runners to second and third. And swing and a miss for the first strikeout of the game for the Knights. Credit that to Connor Walsh.
Yeah, that's a nice breaking ball right there. A little less speed on it and had him way out in front of it.
Now we'll bring up bottom of the order, Marco Rios, the second baseman. First pitch from Walsh outside. Of course, Connor Walsh's older brother, senior Christian Walsh, is the starting first baseman. Pitch in there for strike one. Evens the count for Connor Walsh.
And I think on that previous bat, you saw the advantage you are going to have with Walsh going against the left-handed hitters. With that breaking
ball
that'll
play
that goes away from the hitters. And obviously, mainly, you're concerned about Lopez and Colon in the three and four spots coming up in a little bit.
Now the 1-2 from Connor Walsh. Hit foul down the first baseline, out of play. Count remains at 1-2. Now the windup and the pitch from Connor Walsh. Swing and a miss for out number two. Two up, two down. The swinging variety. And that will bring up Robert Bunton, top of the order for Buena.
You know, you got the break on his breaking ball, but I think the speed that you see from the breaking ball, you know, a few miles an hour slower than there. Right there, he threw the fastball right by him. Keeps the hitters off balance.
And Robert Bunton swings at the first pitch over to Slavinsky for the easy out over to Christian Walsh. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Sterling. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. We are going to move to the top of the fifth. It's still 5-1 Buena. Back after this.
Man, there's nothing good on the radio anymore. It's the same thing on every station.
Hey, not every station's like that. I just started following At Nights Radio on Twitter. They tweet news about the Sterling community, and they have their own radio station.
But what makes them different?
Well, the whole station is run by students.
That's awesome, and I love Twitter. I'm going to go follow At Nights Radio right now.
Follow At Nights Radio on Twitter to receive news about sports, music, and everything Sterling.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to baseball action right here live on WSHS Sterling High School Radio between the Sterling Silver Knights and the Buna Chiefs in this Group 2 South semifinal matchup. Winner of this game will take on either GCIT or Haddonfield for the championship, which will be played on Friday. Top middle of the order now for Sterling, as Teasdale, Casey, and Hertz are up. Teasdale 1-for-2, and he rips one into right field. That's going to go in for a base hit, and Teasdale is going to go for two as it goes down the right field line. And in standing up for the double is Teasdale to start off the inning. Exactly the start that Sterling needed.
Absolutely. I mean, this is where, you know, you can't go through another inning of not scoring. And yeah, good job taking it right down the right field line. And Sterling's really got to make something happen. Again, on the other end, you know, Buna has the heart of their order coming up. So yeah, time is now to get things going here for Sterling.
That'll bring up Donovan Casey. 1-for-2 on the afternoon. Singled his last at bat. And Donovan Casey loops one down the right field line and go out of the play foul.
Driving here now.
Donovan Casey stranded at third base in that bases loaded third inning that Sterling had. They weren't able to put anybody across. Senior C.J. Hertz waits on deck. The 0-1 pitch ripped into center field and caught by the center fielder, Bunton. That was a liner. Looked like it was going to drop for a moment, but it did not for the first out.
Yeah, I think the wind got under that. You know, the wind blowing out, held it up, and Bunton was able to get it. Jumped some good speed going to his left.
That brings up the catcher, C.J. Hertz. Reached on an error and walked so far.
Suddenly, you know, you talk about Gary doing a nice job there, but he's thrown a decent amount of pitches, and not so coincidentally, the last two hitters probably have two of the harder hit balls against Geary.
The 1-0 high and inside, now 2-0.
And the other ball I could think of that was hard hit was Slavensky's ball that was hit over the right fielder previous inning.
Definitely the hardest hit ball that Sterling's had thus far this afternoon. Now the 2-0. C.J. Hertz way inside. 3-0. And we saw this earlier, I believe it was the third inning when Sterling had that rally where Geary got behind a lot of batters. I have to wonder in this fifth inning if he's starting to tire a little bit. Yeah. The 3-0, and C.J. Hertz looks at strike one.
I'd be perfect now. Only run here.
The 3-1 from Geary on the inside corner. I don't know if CJ liked that call or not, but it's going to be a full count. It's either one of those, oh my God, are you serious, or oh my God, why didn't I swing at that?
Yeah, it was belt high, but I guess obviously he thought it was a little bit inside.
Now the 3-2 pitch. That one's inside, and CJ Hertz is aboard with the walk.
One thing you're seeing from Geary as he's throwing more pitches, leaving more pitches up. I mean, he was somebody who in the first two innings was everything was down around the knees, and occasionally he would hang the breaking ball, but really kept everything down. Now you can see him missing high a little bit more in these last couple innings here.
Rally time potentially here for Sterling as Christian Walsh, the first baseman, steps up. He's struck out and walked. Teasdale on second. Hertz at first as Christian Walsh looks at strike one. Walsh hitting 345 on the season. Swings and misses. And the throw back down to second. Checks on Teasdale, who had a nice sizable lead off of second base, able to get back okay.
He's showing off that good arm. That was the second time he tried to pick somebody off at third. He tried a couple innings ago. Both times he was a little high with the throw. That's where you got to be careful. That sails into center field.
The center fielder is playing relatively shallow. Walsh looks at what could have been strike three there.
Very
out
close.
Just outside, so it's going to be one and two.
Geary in that, and also the Buna bench definitely wanted that one.
One and two now to the right-hander, or the left-hander, rather, as Walsh loops one into deep left center field. And off the base of the wall, that's going to score at least one. Coming around third is C.J. Hertz, and there's going to be a play at the plate. C.J. Hertz is out at the plate. Walsh goes into second as a bang-bang play at the plate there.
I'll tell you, that's an outstanding throw there by Anthony Lopez. Put the ball right where it needed to be.
And check that. That was Ryan, Jordan Sauer there as a pinch run for C.J. Hertz. But that was a rip there by Christian Walsh. That's going to score one. And that's going to bring Chris Mazzone up to the plate.
Well, I'll tell you, that he really got all that. You thought as you saw the left field and center field going back, it had a chance to go out, but it came up a little bit short.
So now Chris Mazzone staring at a 1-1 count. Sterling chipping away slowly but surely. And Mazzone rips one over to the second baseman and can't find it. And Mazzone's going to get in there for a base hit as Walsh moves over to third. Now runners on the corner for Andrew Mottola. So
this is the run you really want to try to get across to your...
So that's going to be an error on the second baseman. Took a tough hop and wasn't able to corral it.
Yeah, that's
now a real opportunity here for Sterling to chip away some more at this lead.
Once you make the decision to come up on that, you know, you run the risk of getting that tough in-between hop, and that's exactly what happened, and he just couldn't really locate where the ball was there for a second.
Andrew Miller is going to run now at first base for Chris Mazzone. Mottola, one for two, singled in the second, and popped out to second as he looks at strike one.
Definitely getting those inside calls. The one on CJ and now Andrew Mottola here with his first pitch.
Mottola's behind in the count, 0-2 now. Runners on the corners. Walsh at third. And the pinch runner, Andrew Miller, at first. And Geary steps off. Big at-bat here for Mottola. Sterling has stranded four runners as make that six as Mottola strikes out looking to end the inning. That's one run, one hit, one error, and two left on as we move to the bottom of the fifth. It's 5-2 Buna. You're listening to Sterling Baseball right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Stratford Fire Company is looking for students who are interested in joining their junior member program. The junior member eligibility ages range from 16 to 18 years old. If you are interested or need additional information, please contact Chief Gagliardi at 856-783-1649. Please leave a message with your name and telephone number or stop by the fire station located on Laurel Road in Stratford to pick up an application. You can also visit their website at www.stratfordfire.com. And we're back here as we move to the bottom of the fifth here. Buna leading 5-2. And the meat of the order here for the Buna Chiefs, as it will be the third baseman Corniel, shortstop Lopez, and the catcher Cologne all due up in this inning. So Connor Walsh still dealing on the mound here for Sterling. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Connor Walsh. And bounce foul. It's going to be 1-2.
Nice job of mixing in that breaking pitch. Get him fouled off way ahead. You know, thinking fastball and then and way out in front of it there.
Now the 1-2 pitch from Connor Walsh. High and outside. Ball two. Sterling grad and brother Kevin Walsh looking on to our right. Ripped into center field, getting underneath it and making the catch is Donovan Casey for the first out. And I'll bring up Anthony Lopez, who is the MVP of this game so far. He's doubled, tripled, and drove in three runs as part of that huge second inning for the Chiefs.
Again, coming into this game, they thought if there were two guys who could hurt you from this Buna team, it was Lopez and Cologne, and Lopez has definitely been that guy here today.
And I wonder if Connor Walsh, obviously watching that second inning, got the old scouting report, and ball one high and outside, and this one's down low and in. So I wonder if they're going to really give him anything to hit here.
Yeah, well, I mean, the nice thing is you have him up with nobody on base, so...
The 2-0, down low, it's 3-0. The 3-0 from Connor Walsh, outside, and he walks him. First walk of the afternoon for Connor Walsh. I'll put one on board for Manny Cologne, the catcher. Cologne, 0-for-1, lined out. Back to McGoldrick in the second inning to end that huge second inning. And then had the sacrifice fly for the RBI. And that ball goes into right field for a base hit. And bobbling the ball there. And it heads in and making the grab over the head of the first baseman, Christian Walsh. But it's going to be runners on the corners now.
This is where you got to watch out for that play where they do the delayed steal to try to get the runner home. Again, they've done it probably about three times in the last two games, we were told. And it's a team that thinks very aggressively, so you're almost are expecting something along those lines here.
Runners on the corners, one out. Lopez on third, Cologne on first for Justin Geary, the pitcher. Jerry's 0-for-2. Popped out to center field, also popped up to right field. Ball inside. Now Connor Walsh falling behind. Strikeout here or any type of infield ground out would be huge as Anthony Lopez stands at third base. The 2-0, right down the line. Third baseline foul. 2-1.
Way out in front of that offering of Connor Walsh.
Connor Walsh, 2-1 now. And 2-1 delivery from Connor Walsh. Inside, painted the inside corner. Jumping off the pitch was Geary.
Well, that's what we've seen. Both pitchers, I mean, it's consistent. They're both getting that inside strike.
2-2, swings. And there's a foul tip in the dirt. Not able to hang on to it with C.J. Hurt, so the count will hold at 2-2. Got to hold right now, if you're Sterling, you got to hold Buna to no runs in this inning if you want a shot at getting back in this game. And Jiri, the pitcher, ropes one into center field and making the catch and tagging up and scoring. So it'll be a sacrifice fly for Jiri.
Jiri doing himself good right there. Doing exactly what he needed to do just to get the runner home, give him an extra insurance run here.
Scoring is Lopez. And that'll bring up Denny Brady, the first baseman.
Go, get the batter here.
Brady singled. And line out to the pitcher. Now you have a rundown. And kind of confused as to what's going on here.
Well, you heard the coaches say, Balk, I believe it was also by the home plate umpire. Called the ball.
So with the Balk, that'll move Cologne to second base. Looked like a rundown there because there really was no definitive call there.
Check it.
And again, I heard them say, but we were looking out at the runner, so I wasn't sure if it was one of the coaches or the home plate umpire.
Denny. Called it. Sorry, show's good. So now 2-0, Connor Walsh falling behind in this inning. The 2-0 delivery from Connor Walsh. Outside, ball three.
Yeah, you can see he's probably taking all the way right there, but they're the type of team that's not going to hurt themselves by swinging at bad balls. They're going to make the pitcher come to them.
3-0 inside, and with the open first base, Denny Brady walks on four pitches. That'll bring up Taylor Celli, the left fielder.
We got a bear down here, and like we said, get out of this inning with just
minimal
being
damage.
Down by four.
Taylor Celli looks at strike one. He's 1-for-2 on the afternoon. Singled and grounded out to first base. Oh, one outside, 1-1.
You know, and you look at situations Strong's in right now, one good thing is they've been hitting the ball harder off of Geary as he's thrown more pitches. So
fouled back and out of play.
No, you got to go to work here.
Getting that second strike right here, but Sid Strong's got the work cut out for them.
So now 1-2. Taylor Celli. Delivery and the pitch fouled again. Back out of play.
Give him chase one here.
At least he's consistent, hitting them back in the parking lot behind us twice.
I'm not even looking back. I'm just hoping just, I don't hear a crash.
I'll just turn to you and say I'm sorry. The 1-2 pitch. Grounded back to the pitcher. Connor Walsh making the catch. And able to corral it and send it over to his brother, Christian Walsh, for the out. One run on one hit. No errors and one left on. We will move to the top of the sixth. It's 6-2 Buna. You're listening to Sterling High School Radio Baseball. We're back right after this.
Come join the local youth every Sunday night at Stratford United Methodist Church on the corner of Union and Central Aves. The youth group is a rapidly growing group, and they would love to have you. The group consists of 7th to 12th graders and meets every Sunday night from 7 to 9 at the church. Come join us weekly for crazy games, live music, biblical life lessons, and some great snacks. Join now so you don't miss out on upcoming camping trips, scavenger hunts, swim parties, and more. For more information, contact Stratford Church at 784-9135. or Jared Claiborne at 856-287-0717.
And welcome back to Sterling High School Radio. Rob Strauss alongside Kevin Schulz for this South Jersey Group 2 semifinal against Sterling and Buna. Sterling down 6-2 here, only six outs left to go for Sterling. Have a four-run deficit staring them in the face. And due up for the Silver Knights, Ryan Slavensky, the second baseman in the nine hole. And then Dan Baldino, top of the order, and then Ryan McGoldrick. Majority of the damage done by Buna coming in that second inning off of McGoldrick. Had a rough second inning. And Slev looks at strike one. Now strike two. So now he's behind 0-2.
There's that breaking ball that, you know, initially that was one pitch he was getting up and really keeping that down.
Jerry chops one, goes through the legs of Jerry and able to leg it out for a single. We'll call it an infield single.
And that was a good pitch. Breaking ball, lower part.
It's kind of slap bunted it almost. Almost like didn't get a full contact on that, but able to get it through underneath the glove of Geary enough to slow it down and allows Slavensky to get on first base. And it's rally time here for Sterling. I'll bring up Dan Baldino. Baldino 0-3. Fouls one off.
There's another one. You know, it seems to me like Geary, in the initial part of the game, his fastball he was keeping down, and occasionally he'd get the breaking ball up. Now it's kind of reversed. He's getting the fastball up, but he's keeping the breaking ball down.
Down low.
Third.
1-1. Baldino is due. He's 0-3 on the afternoon. Couple of ground outs to third base, and a strikeout looking to open the game. Ball high, 2-1.
Nothing high here.
So now 2-1 with Slavensky on first base. Strike right at the knees, 2-2. The 2-2 pitch popped up to first base underneath it, and making the catch is Brady for the first out. So that'll retire Baldino. And that will bring up Ryan McGoldrick. McGoldrick walk and a pair of strikeouts on the afternoon.
Geary got the ball up there a couple times on Baldino, but got away with it.
Goldrick looks at a pitch inside. Waiting on deck is Eric Teasdale. Laces one down the right field line, but foul is McGoldrick. Got all that one, just a little bit ahead of it.
And that's an example of some of the balls now. You see him getting belt high. And yeah, just came within a couple inches there of making something happen. And, you know, that's what Sterling has to do. They really have to make him pay when he gets those balls up belt high.
So now the 0-2. Bouncer up the middle. Could be two here. They get one. And breaking up the double play there was Slavensky, and he's called out, so it's going to be a fielder's choice.
Yeah, good job of Slavensky going there with the takeout slide. Not allowed him getting any type of relay throw to first.
Six, four on the putout.
Go, be patient. Go and run.
So now I'll put McGoldrick at first, and that brings Teasdale up to bat. Single and a double. Huge double by Teasdale to open the fifth inning. scored two runs to Teasdale. Teasdale looks at strike one. Two outs here.
Leave it down here, kid.
Close pitch. Down low, 1-1. Geary still dealing here in the sixth inning. And fouled back and out of play.
There's that pitch up in the zone. And Teasdale wasn't able to get all of it, fouled it off. And you have to think he'd like another shot at something like that.
Teasdale behind 1-2 now. Should he get on, Donovan Casey waits on deck. The 1-2 pitch from Geary. Fouled again out of play.
That's where you got to lay off that one. I mean, belt high, that's a pitch Teasdale could drive, but that one right there, that's up around the armpits.
Teasdale having a phenomenal senior season here, leading the team in hitting, or one of the leaders in hitting. And he pops another one back and out of play.
And you talk about a guy who, you know, we talked about the wind. If he could get one up in the wind, yeah, with his ability to drive the ball, could easily hit one out.
Really staying alive here, making Geary work. McGoldrick at first base. Two outs, 1-2. High and inside, 2-2.
That's where you want to waste it. I mean, if you want to waste a high pitch, you want to go high and inside or low and outside.
Now the 2-2 pitch. Roped into right center field. And camping out underneath it is Bunton for the third out. That'll do it for the top half of the sixth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. And one left on. We're going to move to the bottom of the sixth. It's 6-2 Buna. You're listening to baseball coverage of the South Jersey Group 2 semifinal right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. We're back right after this.
Get enough of the NHL? Want to find out what's happening with the Flyers and the rest of the league? Get all the latest NHL news, trades, and updates on the Blue Line every Monday night at 6 p.m. with your hosts Rob Strauss and John Flacco. Miss a Monday night show? Don't worry, you have two more ways to listen. The rebroadcast is Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. and all of the shows are archived right on Sterling's website. That's the Blue Line every Monday and Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
Welcome back to Buna High School, home of the Chiefs. Rob Strauss alongside Kevin Schulz. Bottom of the sixth here, Sterling trailing by 4 runs, 6-2 here. Winner will advance to take on either GCIT or Haddonfield on Friday. Connor Wall still dealing here for the Silver Knights. Due up for Buna, Anthony Donato, the right fielder in the eighth spot. Marco Rios, second baseman in the ninth spot in the top of the order with Robert Bunton, the center fielder. Donato looks at ball one. Connor Walsh got himself into some trouble last inning and gave up a run on a Justin Geary sack fly. Grounded to second base, taking a funny hop. Able to corral it nicely there was Slavinsky for the first out. Took a really weird bounce off that turf.
Well, we've had a couple of them. I mean, I know the one run, the first run we got was a real rough in-between hop to Lopez at short, led into Sterling's run, and then, yeah, there was the hop to second base to allow Sterling to get on and get their second run an inning later.
Now that'll bring up Marco Rios, the second baseman. takes the first pitch down low. Connor Walsh doing a pretty good job this afternoon in relief of McGoldrick. Allowed all five runs on six hits. Pretty good crowd on here on hand this afternoon. It's 4 o'clock matinee start. Some Sterling alumni in the house this afternoon. 3-0 now as Rios looks at strike one, had take all the way.
Yeah, this is where you don't want to lose the number nine hitter.
And as you mentioned that, now a full count to Rios, who struck out his last at bat and singled back in the second, scoring a run. Ball down low. And I think Connor knew that one got away from him, so now Rios is aboard. And back to the top of the order for Robert Bunt. Walsh's third walk of the afternoon. Bunt 0 for 3 with a walk. Excuse me, 0 for 2 with a walk. First pitch from Walsh. High and inside, ball one.
Yeah, and you don't want to get runners on with guys like Lopez and Colon, a few hitters away in the lineup.
Again, ball two. Connor Walsh is a junior, so he will return next year. Several seniors on this Sterling team. As right back looking for a double play ball and able to not get it. Went bounced right back to Connor Walsh. Went to second for the out, but tried to turn two. Not able to, so you'll get the lead runner.
Yeah, that's a big play, getting that lead runner, not having him in scoring position with Corniel up to the plate right now. Now, this is where you just, and it looks like he's doing it now, just throw strikes. Sometimes you get a little too fancy. I think that's what happened with the number nine hitter initially, trying to get to the corners.
And a rope and off the glove and bounces right to Slavinsky for the out. Very fortunate, a diving attempt there by Brett Mealy. Right place, right time, and it falls out of his glove right over to Slavinsky and gets the third out of the inning. That'll do it for the bottom of the sixth. Last chance for Sterling. They trail by four. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. We move to the top of the seventh. It's still 6-1 Buna. You're listening to the coverage of baseball right here on WSHS, Sterling High School Radio. We're back right after this.
If you have cancer, you know someone with cancer, or if you are a caregiver to someone with cancer, Clementine Cancer Support Group may be the place for you to come and share with others and learn how they are handling this life-changing experience. They meet the first Tuesday of each month at 10 a.m. and the third Tuesday of each month at 7 p.m. at the Laurel Hill Bible Church, located at 1260 Blackwood Clementine Road in Clementine, New Jersey. For more information, visit laurelhillbiblechurch.org or call the church office at 856-784-6200.
Welcome back to Buna High School, home of the Chiefs. Rob Strauss alongside Kevin Schultz. Last chance for the Sterling Knights, down 6-2, as I was so aptly corrected by our athletic trainer, Sean Clank. I made a faux pas.
Faux pas.
Faux pas. 6-2. That happens. Hitters for Sterling. Heart of the order here. Donovan Casey going to lead off, followed by C.J. Hertz and Christian Walsh. Buna looking to advance to the championship game, which should be this Friday. And Donovan Casey looks at ball one.
You know, Geary's had a couple of semi-rough innings, but the thing is, he's been able to get that key ground ball out at key times as we see Donovan Casey look at a strike right there.
Need some base runners here if Sterling wants to advance to the next round. New pitcher in also for Buna.
up to tuck now.
The pitcher is going to be number two. Anthony Lopez, a shortstop. The 1-2 from Lopez. Check swing. Did not go around. And it'll be 2-2. If you have a rally cap on at home, you might want to put it on. The 2-2 from Lopez. Ripped into left field and caught. Only made a few steps there. Was Chelly for the first out of the inning.
Yeah, it looked like it had a little more on it, but
he got all of it.
Got underneath it. Just a hard hit out.
And the senior C.J. Hurts, which could possibly be his last at bat as a Silver Knight. With the other senior, Christian Walsh, on deck as C.J. Hurts takes the first pitch inside. Second pitch right down the middle, evens the count at 1-1. And Buna's going to have to earn this as they are dealing with the heart of the lineup here. Off-speed pitch. A little high, ball two. C.J. Hurts pops one out right behind us. Into the softball field behind us.
Lopez with a good live arm, of course. He'll make some nice plays in short.
Now the 2-2 from Lopez. Hurts rips one into right field, kind of loses our vantage point. And C.J. Hurts is going to go in for a stand-up double. That'll start us off. So now it'll bring up Christian Walsh, who also doubled his last at bat. He walked and struck out. Chris Mazzone waits on deck.
Get him back one run at a time, right?
Four runs not insurmountable by any stretch of the imagination.
I mean, you have to feel good that you got Geary out of the game.
Walsh looks at a strike at the knees.
Down there.
0-1 to Christian Walsh. Could this be his last plate appearance? Fouls one back to the screen out of play. Now he's falling behind 0-2.
Kept that low to the outside part of the plate. That's the thing from a right-hander. If they keep it low to the inside part of the plate, that's a pitch that a left-hander can drive.
Hurts at second base, the 0-2 pitch. Ripped into center field, giving chase and making the catch is Bunton for the second out.
And Walsh hitting the ball right on the nose. Boy, Bunton, the second time he's really chased down. Line drive, I believe, the one was off of Donovan Casey's bat a couple innings ago, and real nice play right there to get to that.
That'll bring up Chris Mazzone, the DH. Sterling going to need a two-out rally here if they want to advance in this Group 2 South final. Mazzone looks at strike one at the knees. The 0-1 pitch. Check swing. Going to appeal. It did not go, so it's going to be 1-1. So 1-1 now to Chris Mazzone. And the pitch. Right at the knees, and he's been calling that all game.
That's that night, that breaking ball. It's just freezing the right-handed hitters. And, I mean, it's obviously we saw it from Geary, but Lopez has got the same type of pitch.
Last strike opportunity here for Sterling as it's grounded up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Is Mazzone. C.J. Hurts is going to hold at third base as it was a shallow, just scooted right up there. That was a seeing eye single, as they like to call it.
Well, that's it. I mean, just went with the pitch, hit it right back up the middle after looking at a tough pitch for that second strike that was, you know, just broke right over the middle of the plate.
And instead of Andrew Mottola hitting, now it's going to be Ryan Smith. Subbing in for Andrew Mottola. And I believe it's going to be a pinch runner for Chris Mazzone. Heading over to first base now is number 11, Jordan Sauer, who was thrown out at home on that bang-bang play earlier.
And that was a real nice play by Lopez out on the mound now from the shortstop position with the cutoff. Big play.
Ryan Smith looks at strike one.
Smith, a catcher, coming in and catching C.J. Hurts most of the year as a freshman, really doing a nice job.
0-1 to the freshman. Ripped right to shortstop and over to second base for the final out of the game, and that's going to do it. The Buna Chiefs defeat the Sterling Silver Knights 6-2 here, and Sterling's season comes to an end. A successful season for Sterling. You can't ask for anything better than that other than a championship, obviously, is probably what they would have liked, but coming into the season, expectations were didn't really know.
No, you know, and I think in a season like this, as the year goes on, you win games, you win big games, you start to raise your level of expectations. And I'm sure, you know, obviously the guys are very disappointed coming out on the short end today. But, boy, I'll tell you what, it's just been an outstanding season. What a great job by everybody involved. And there's still a lot of returnees. And a great job by the seniors. Just having an outstanding year, providing great senior leadership. And, yeah, there's a lot more good things to come from the seniors. Some of the seniors moving on to college baseball. And, of course, these underclassmen, a real good group here, who are looking to make things happen next year.
And you look at some of the graduating seniors from the starting lineup. Eric Teasdale, Donovan Casey, I believe, is a senior as well. C.J. Hurts, Christian Walsh, Chris Mazzone. You look at some of these guys who just played a pivotal part in this team throughout the season. 20-win season for the Silver Knights. Just a great overall all-around effort for this team, but it falls a little short as Sterling falls 6-2. The Buna Chiefs will advance to take on either GCIT or Haddonfield for the South Jersey Group 2 Championship. Schulze, thanks again for traveling
it.
Out. A little road sorry trip. First ever road trip here. You're part of history, brother.
Yeah, sorry we didn't have a better result, but, you know, hey. Yeah, again, this was just an outstanding season, one they're going to look back on and feel good about, even though right now you got the bitter taste in your mouth of this loss.
But you have to give congratulations over to the Buna Chiefs. They defeat the Sterling Silver Knights 6-2. For Kevin Schulze, I'm Rob Strauss. Thank you for listening to baseball coverage right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. We will see you next season right here. Have a great night.